Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Roads weren't too bad for me coming in today. I mean, I rolled through C-470 all the way in from Little Fun, and the highway was fine. It hits that weird patch right by Chatfield where it's just straight fog, which always is terrifying.
Yeah, from the reservoir, right?
So yeah, it's just like, goes rolling in, so I had to throw my flashers on, you know, while I was going through that, but... Other than that, the side roads pretty slick this morning.
Oh yeah, it's like an ice
like
skating.
An ice rink. It
is
crazy. I put my truck in 4-wheel drive and I was sliding.
It was crazy.
Like sideways. I was like, "Oh, this isn't good."
Well, yeah. I mean, I came in and the first thing I said to you, Jeremy, was I was like, "Today was way worse for me coming in
way
than
worse.
Yesterday." And Jeremy's like, "What are you talking about?"
I was like, "I zipped in,
sailing.
No problem."
I was like, "Oh no, those side streets are wretched.
They're nasty."
Yeah, yeah. And it's that I sat probably in my car for a good 5 to 6 minutes, just like. Getting
farting
everything
or?
Defrosted.
Oh, defrosting, yes.
Because I had a good inch at least thick of ice on my windshield because I have to park outside. So it's just one more thing that I have to put into consideration.
What does
you
it
know?
Cost to get you a garage every month at your joint?
Again, it's not even the cost because I would totally pony up the cash to be able to park indoors.
None
in my building.
That
they're
sucks.
They're like, you could go into building 8, which is all the way on the other side of the property. I'm like, why would I do that though? Like that seems
I'd rather
like
sit in my car for 5 minutes.
Worse. That's how often do we have to do that here? That's nothing. Every day, like where I park now is exactly outside my balcony to where I can see my car if I look outside my window. And so, if I have to park half a mile down the road,
it is pretty far.
And
I've been to your
for
complex.
It, that makes no sense.
That ain't right.
That's not right.
Get yourself one of those windshield covers that I promised to bring you that I don't have anymore.
And I'm on the waiting list for an opening in my building, just so you know.
Oh, good. At least they have that.
Once one does open up, I'm taking it.
Speaking of your goofy place, how's the tub at your place?
I took a 2-hour bath last night.
2 hours?
It was fabulous, Josh. I filled up my water twice, I think. I think I like drained it. Now, let's do that again. That was fun.
Is it wrong that I'm like thinking of you naked, just sitting there like a bloated carcass
in
your tub?
I don't know why you have to say bloated.
I mean, a very slim and attractive, very fit carcass in your tub.
Okay,
what do you do in
a
bathtub for 2 hours?
I'm reading.
Like, what are you reading,
right now? So right now I'm reading Jeremy Renner's book, My Last Breath. Didn't you tell me you wrote that book?
No, I reserved it through Libby. But
so I started reading it, and so I'm through like the first 5 chapters, I think. And it's just because I just got to the part. It's all about the accident that he had on the snowcat.
I
want to
hear about how
Tahoe.
His eyeballs popped out.
Oh my gosh, the part. Like, I have to skim over some of it because it's just too vulgar for me. I'm like, oh, but he said at one point, you point out the eye. Popping out, he said that he remembers like glimpses of things and like the whole thing of parts of it, but then he remembers just visions of his one eye looking at his other eye. And he's like, I didn't realize that my eye popped out, but it was still working. So it was like just sitting on the ground looking at stuff, and I was
pick
like
it up, look around. Look around corners.
Now I have to go to bed? What?
Like,
but it's a fascinating book, and he's such a family-oriented dude who has a lot of drive, and he's such an interesting character. So,
Okay, what else is in the book, then? Is it just from his recovery?
So far,
or?
It's just that. So far, it is
so
just...
So he comes in hot and starts with that.
The day at Lake Tahoe, he's up there for New Year's with his whole family. There's like 30 people up there when this happens.
Yes.
Like, so the whole thing, and right now, they were snowed in for like days. When this all happened, and so they were trying to clear out the driveway, which is like a half a mile long leading out to the road. And so the morning that they're trying to clear out the driveway, it's him and his nephew Alex, who's only like 26, you know. But you find out like he saves his nephew's life. Like, that's why he gets mangled the way he does, is because he sacrifices himself to save his nephew. And again, that's about where I'm at now. So I don't know the aftermath of it, but we all know the story.
Yes.
We know his recovery is just... Oh, it's awful. So
long, and the amount of blood he lost, and they had to sew his limbs back on. This is why I got rid of my snowcat, honestly.
Yeah. It's a good move.
Like, I put it right on Craigslist after I heard this.
Really worried about you, honestly. I'm going to be stuck in that book for a minute. So that's what I did in the bathtub, is I just read that book.
For 2 hours. And then my guess is you went from the bathtub to the couch and watched... Netflix.
Victoria, how did you know it's my new series?
All right, I'm done. I want to play a song.
What did you do? Dad?
I worked on a contest for the radio station next week where we're giving away 5 golden rings. I did some ads for clients. I put together social stuff for the morning show. I was on the phone with our boss for about an hour formulating some stuff, and then I worked on some plans for a big meeting we have today. So,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I was like, dang, Katie.
Well, you are floating in a bathtub.
No, I didn't.
So,
yeah,
there's
that's
that.
That's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Somebody run me over with a snow cat.
Oh, no.